Welcome to The Good Stuff, indeed. Thank you so much. We're going to kick off today with a poem, Buying a Bra, by Bill Hershey. Then we're going to follow it up with Yvonne Hollenbeck's reply, The Truth About the Bra.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska, an ice fishing trip, or come spend the Valentine's Day holiday with you February 14th. Stick around for the 15th because that's the Bull Bash. Check it all out at bullbash.net. All of these things and more to plan your next vacation here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.org.
Hey, you might be listening from Goodland, Kansas at KLOE, or Wheatland, Wyoming, KYCN, or maybe it's Winter, South Dakota, KWYR. Doesn't matter where you're at. You need to know about Tri-State Livestock News. They have a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from stockman and agribusiness customer base. They've got strong information and you need to check it out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
So, Buying a Bra by Bill Hershey. I ain't much for shopping, nor even going into town, except at cattle shipping time. I ain't easily found. But the day came when I had to go, and I left the kids with Ma. But before I left, she asked me, would you pick me up a bra? Without thinking, I said, sure, how tough could that job be? I bent down, kissed her, and said, I'll be back by 3. Well, when I'd done the things I needed, I started to regret ever offering to buy that thing. I was working up a sweat. I crossed the street to the lady's shop with my hat pulled over my eyes. I wasn't taking any chances on being recognized. I walked up to the sales clerk. I didn't hem or haw. I told the lady right straight out, ma'am, I'm here to buy a bra. From behind, I heard some snickers, so I turned around to see at least 15 women in the store, and they's all gawking at me. What kind would you be looking for? Well, I just scratched my head. I'd only seen one kind before. Thought bras was bras, I said. She gives me a disgusted look. Well, sir, that's where you're wrong. Come with me, I heard her say, and like a dog, I tagged along. She took me down this alley where bras was on display. Well, I thought my jaw'd hit the floor when I seen that lingerie. They had all these different styles that I'd not seen before. I thought that I'd go crazy before I left that women's store. They had bras you wear for 18 hours and bras that cross your heart. There was bras that lift and separate, and that was just the start. They had bras that made you feel like you weren't wearing one at all, and bras that you can train in when you start off when you're small. Well, I finally make up my mind, picked a black and lacy one. I told the lady, bag it up, and figured I was done. But then she asked me for the size. I didn't hesitate. I knew them measurements by heart. 6 7/8. 6 7/8. Well, sir, that really isn't right. Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm positive. I just measured them last night. I thought that she'd go into shock. Must have took her by surprise when I told her that my wife's bust was the same as my hat size. That's what I used to measure with. I figured it was fair. But if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, ma'am. This drew another stare. By now, a crowd had gathered. They's all cracking up when the lady asked to see my hat, to measure for the cup. When she finally had it figured, I gave the gal her pay. Then I turned to leave the store, tipped my hat, and said, good day. My wife heard the story. Before I ever made it home, she talked to 15 women who'd called her on the phone. She was still a-laughing, but by then I didn't care. Now, she don't ask and I don't shop for no more women's underwear. It's from Bill Hershey.
Well, and Yvonne Hollenbeck, as I said, has made us promise to make her reply known when anyone recites the bra. She started with Jim, of course, and we're carrying that on. She has written a piece with a great sense of humor. The truth about the bra. I was working in the dress shop when a dude came in that day, and we were quite amused at him. That's one thing I will say. It was about the strangest thing I ever think we saw when he told me he had come in there to buy his wife a bra. Now, I've heard some Wendy's and had told a lot of lies. After all, I raised teenagers and dated cheating guys. He wasn't buying no brassiere to take home to his wife. It's obvious he's one of those who leads a double life. I doubt he even has a wife. And if he really does, she must be quite a looker if she wears that big a cup. And did you ever know a woman that would ask a guy to go to town and buy a bra and not give him a size? I wasn't born just yesterday. I'd been around the block, and I can spot a liar when he first begins to talk. He might look like a cowboy as he dishes out that line, but a sales clerk in a dress shop can spot one every time. Some are wanting dresses, and some want underwear, and always say, it's for my wife. But we are all aware that these items they are buying are really for themselves as they eyeball lacy garments on the racks and on the shelves. And when you ask for sizes, you can always bet those guys will answer quick. I do not know, but she's about my size. But to come into a dress shop just to buy his wife a bra and use a hat for cup size, that's the worst I ever saw. The reply to the bra by Yvonne Hollenbeck.
And that's the good stuff.